A new BuzzFeed report outlines how the White House has assembled a committee of federal agencies to combat public support for marijuana. It's called the Marijuana Policy Coordination Committee, according to the BuzzFeed report. The group has directed 14 federal agencies and the Drug Enforcement Administration to put together data that illustrate the most negative trends associated with the drug. Earlier, my colleague Elaine Quijano spoke with Dominic Holden, the author of the BuzzFeed News report, inside the Trump administration's secret war on weed.
Based on the documents that you have obtained, what is it that the Trump administration appears to be trying to do and how?
So what the White House has done is it has assembled a number of federal agencies and asked them to provide information that portrays marijuana in a negative light, that portrays it as a national threat and identifies problems with state marijuana legalization initiatives. And this is according to emails and documents we've obtained at BuzzFeed News. They plan to take that information and give it to the president. The irony here is that they complain in one of their meetings, according to a July 27th memo, that the public narrative around marijuana has become too favorable, too one-sided to marijuana. So they are only asking federal agencies to present data with negative trends. And so a lot of critics have looked at this and they've said, you know, this looks like they're trying to fight what they see as a one-sided narrative with absolutely one-sided propaganda.
So could this committee, is it a committee? Is this a group? Could it impact the individual state decisions when it comes to rules surrounding marijuana?
Right. So this is a Marijuana Policy Coordinating Committee. It is run out of the White House's Office of National Drug Control Policy. They first met with 9 federal agencies, and since then, they have attempted to get information from 14 total agencies and the DEA. What they could do is ask, they could assemble this information, they could give it to the president, and they could say, what we really need to do here is we need to crack down on these states with legalization laws. At this point, the White House has been quite mushy about where it stands here. Shortly after taking office, the White House said we'd see more enforcement of marijuana in states where it's legal. Since then, Trump has said he would support a bipartisan bill that would protect those states from federal interference. So we don't know what they're going to do, but if this committee is either operating at the president's behest or is simply trying to lobby him to get him to do something, he could say we need to intervene in these states and try to break up their regulatory models or send a message or try to shut down these legal marijuana businesses. Really, the president could do a number of things to try to stop this, and we don't know exactly what's going to happen next.